This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop," and he did, she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. We were talking about the RFID chips now being put in breast implants last hour, Steve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, I was reading over some news on blacklistednews.com. And listen to this. I found a story, another microchip story. This time based in Kenya. Kenya, to microchip every single rhino's horn. That's right. The World Wildlife Fund donated the chips as well as five scanners at a cost of $15,000. Tracking the rhinos. There are more than 1,000 of them in Kenya. To dart them and fit the device will cost considerably more. I don't know how they're going to round up all 1,000 rhinos in Kenya and put a RFID chip in their horns. The chips will be inserted into the horn, which is made of keratin, the same composition as fingernails. Poachers are getting more sophisticated in their approach, Paul Udoto, spokesman for the Kenyan Wildlife Service, said. So they got to combat it with RFID chips.
Yeah, there's always been this superstition about what the rhino horn can do for people, particularly.
Well, I think we have some rhinos in Washington that should be.
The ones you got a chip, right? But this whole thing with RFID chips, you know, again, it's all about watching and keeping electronic surveillance on people. It's still part of this big overview, you know, NSA spy grid system that's all over the world now, you know, where everything has to be tracked, everything has to be watched. There has to be some computer gadget monitoring everything all the time. And that's really the question. Is this the kind of world we want to live in? I mean, we're already at a point where you can't hardly do any transactions without being watched on your bank card. Or I'm saying by that, you know, everything goes right through your bank. But unfortunately, when you go in to vote, you don't get a little ticket that you can go online and just check anonymously whether, you know, your vote was counted and registered. Isn't that strange? I mean, you go to one of these very sophisticated electronic Diebold machines, and you don't get a receipt, you don't get anything. You know what I'm saying? You go in there and you cast your ballot for determining who's going to run the government, and you have no record of the fact of whether that ballot was ever counted, and you can't look it up and check it on the Internet, where if you go down to the local drugstore and buy a candy bar for 99 cents, you can come home and check it on your bank account. It's really odd, if you ask me. Upside-down world. Well, we don't watch the politicians or the people in government. They watch us all the time. That's the kind of world it's becoming.
It's the kind of world it's become.
Yes, it's the kind of world it is. I think we got to turn that around. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of a strong advocate of people who are standing up against the idea that government has its I mean, government should be involved with everybody's business and affairs all the time, whether it's RFID chips, whether it's NSA spying, whether it's just drone surveillance, all this mapping and this constant surveillance that we're being conditioned to get used to as normal. And, of course, as we said before, following computer instructions, obeying orders, doing what we're supposed to do all the time. It's just a dangerous trend that indicates to me that there's less responsibility for the government to stay out of our affairs and more responsibility placed on us to try to adhere to whatever they say. That in itself is a psychological mind trap, I think.
Agreed. Hey, Steve, what did you think of the stenographer yesterday?
Hey, I saw that story. There were some questions about why her microphone stayed up at what sounded like the same volume as she was being apprehended. I don't know whether the timing of the video and the audio were misplaced in what I saw. Was that something that was for real, or was it staged to make everybody think that those Christians are interfering with the busy and important things of government again with their continuous rants? I don't know. Did you think it was staged, or did you think it was real, Bob?
I didn't consider whether or not it was staged, to be honest.
Well, did you notice that as she walked away, she was being taken out, you could still hear what she was saying? At least it looked like you could anyway, unless the timing or something was off, or she was wearing some sort of wireless microphone, and the camera was pretty active in following her as well, which I thought was rather strange. But who is this woman? What was her name? Diane something. We got to find out more about her, I think. The real question is, who is she and how legitimate might she be as somebody who would interrupt the Senate with this rant? Would she honestly be talking about something she felt very heartfelt conviction about, or was she a setup? I have a question about that.
Diane Reedy is her name.
Yeah.
Reddy.
Mm-hmm. What church does she go to, and how long have people known her? And
she's got a picture of her and her family up here.
Okay. Maybe she is for real.
She's the House stenographer.
She was the House stenographer.
You think they let her go?
Well, I'm sure they will, but go ahead and read on. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
She's a woman of great faith and the wife of a Christian pastor, Dan Reedy.
Ah, okay.
She loves her job at the House and even showed up for work when she was suffering with morning sickness during pregnancy. I bet there's a lot of sickness when you go show up there. When the Holy Spirit began to waken her in the middle of the night to read the Bible and pray, she knew it had to be the Lord. I'm not trying to mock religion here, folks. Forgive me.
She sounds somewhat legit then, of course. If she's married to a pastor, she's been there for many years, then she probably isn't a staged person. And there was some kind of an ominous warning. She says God is not mocked, you know. There's some interesting things that went down and all that. I watched that, but I still have questions as to how did they keep her voice at the same level unless she was using some sort of wireless mic, and that recording was possibly something that somebody up there in the upper chambers was performing for her, right? But that wouldn't have been, because they had the graphic over it with the votes. So why did they follow her out, and didn't her voice taper off as she left the podium? That was rather odd, I thought.
I don't know. I didn't consider that, to be honest. Interesting observation.
Yeah, I noticed that right away when I saw it, and then I saw some comments on that story that pointed that out as well. Several people noticed that. Well, what do you think? I mean, it's kind of an interesting interruption to business as usual in the House, isn't it? I mean, I suppose the pastor who's been coming in and opening the Senate every morning with prayer, he can get away with saying things like that, but I guess the stenographer's out of order, and maybe there was a little more urgency and sincerity in her voice, or some ominous kind of prophetic, if you like, ringtones to what she was...
I just found another story on her. It says after, she was sent for a mental evaluation.
Oh, yeah, that's typical. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that that's altogether out of order either. I mean, not to coin a phrase, but maybe...
It says that a Facebook posting peppered with religious themes was put out by her, and she was sent for a mental exam after the floor rant. It says that Representative Joaquin Castro said similarly, that I've seen her around when I've been on the floor. Other members who have been here longer said she always seemed nice. She was yelling about not being able to serve two masters. And, geez, who the hell knows what's going on with this?
Freemasonry, Freemasons running the government, things like that.
All right, quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes turn to skies and inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, we do have open phone lines for the rest of the show tonight. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Call us up with anything on your mind. 800-313-9443. Steve Starr's riding shotgun with me. Steve?
Yeah, good story that we were both looking at the same time. And this is, you know, is accompanied by a picture of Mr. John Kerry, Secretary of State. And he's talking to Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saad Al-Faisal. And this is outside the Foreign Affairs Office in Jeddah, June 25th, 2013. They're making a big deal. The U.S. is to sell $10.8 billion in missiles and bombs to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. And you want to read the story, or you want me to read that for us, Bob? How do we want to pursue this?
Take it away, brother.
Okay, this is from AFB, or AFP, that is. And the story, it says, the Pentagon said Thursday they planned to sell Washington's Gulf allies, the Saudi Arabians, and the United Arab Emirates $10.8 billion worth of missiles and munitions, including bunker buster bombs. The move follows a series of U.S. weapons deals in recent years that have bolstered the air power and missile arsenals of Gulf states, which view Iran as a menacing rival with nuclear ambitions. The pending sale comes as the United States and five other major powers pursue high-stakes diplomacy on Iran's disputed nuclear program, with talks this week portrayed as positive by both sides. Officials said the Defense Department notified Congress this week of the planned deal that will provide 1,000 bunker buster GBU-39 bombs to the Saudis and 5,000 to the UAE. The sale will also include sophisticated air-launched cruise missiles that can hit targets from a long distance away. So now we are arming the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates to the teeth with some very high-tech weaponry as well. In the meantime, there's another story that that touches on this, and that is that Russia has now designed a missile to confound, confuse, and get by U.S. defenses. So it looks like they're setting up this big missile warfare out there. And, of course, if you know anything about the situation in Syria, the death squads, which are sometimes called rebels, but they're actually death squads who've been hired as mercenaries from all over the region who are committing these atrocities, as Mr. Kerry shakes hands with the royal prince, the Prince Saudi al-Faisal, outside the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. You know, you see these people carrying on all kinds of atrocities while we're, again, involved with a military-industrial complex, sending all these weapons to people in this troubled region and have very little justification for what they're doing with them. And that is a problem. What do you think, Bob?
I agree. Absolutely. And we'll go back to the phone lines now and take a call from Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
How you doing? Going into a good weekend, I thought I'd give you a call on two things that happened here during the week that I haven't heard discussed on other shows. One is I'm trying to find out the identity of a lady that identifies herself as a whistleblower for the World Bank. She goes by the name of Karen Hoods, H-U-D-S.
Yes.
She's been interviewed on many different venues, including Russian TV, but she made a statement this week that there are 173 tons of gold in Hawaii being stored in Hawaii, and that's got my ears and antennas up. So if there's anybody out there that could add to this, I kind of think she's kind of a black plant. The other thing that seemed to go unnoticed this week is that our Treasury notes were downgraded back in 2012 to a AA+. What happened this week was the Chinese lowered that rating to an A-. So what it's doing is it's kind of exemplifying the fact that there are a lot of countries out there that are redeeming their treasury notes. It's been a big change here in the last 2 or 3 weeks, but I found it really interesting that what Standard & Poor's, of course, can't do, the Chinese went ahead and did it. So thought I'd drop that to you, and if you can find out any information to confirm.
Yeah, I talked about China downgrading us early on tonight's show. And it's very interesting, and considering that there's, you know, a big tie with the debt in China. And right. I guess the deal and the raising of the debt ceiling was not enough for them.
Right. This Karen Hood has really got my antennas up. I'm trying to research her out. but if there's anybody there that can add to this.
I can say a few things here, Fred. Karen Hoods is, she was a former attorney with the IMF, and you can go to khhudes.net if you want to see her website and what she's doing. Now, you're not really convinced that she's absolutely on the level. Is that what you're thinking here?
That's correct. I'm just trying to research out and try and get as close to the truth on where she's coming from and to make a statement that there's 173 tons of gold in Hawaii is something that parallels what the investment banks, primarily J.P. Morgan Chase and other Wall Street banks, have been trying to do for the last several years, and that is to keep the physical price of gold and silver down low artificially in order to get people to unload it. Because the ultimate goal for these banks is to get a hold of the gold and silver. That statement she made kind of coincides with what's going on that front. So I'm kind of interested where she's coming from on that. Anyway, if there's anybody out there who can answer it, that'd be great. You got a great show. Keep it up. And anyone out there, please donate. I've had 12 years to vet out websites and RPN and this show in particular. It doesn't get much better. So anyway, all of you, good weekend.
It doesn't get much better than this, Fred. Come on.
Jeez, check's in the mail, dude. Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding. No, thanks for the compliment and the encouragement. Yeah, she did sue recently, as you may have known, that she was a comptroller general of the United States. She sued Mr. Gene, or notified him anyway, Gene Dodaro, acting comptroller general of the United States. She was an auditor. And she's become a whistleblower. Now, let's talk just a minute about the situation with gold, if we have time, Bob, because this is important. As I understand, China has upwards of about 4,000 metric tons, and this seems to be validated on record, of gold now. They do not sell any of it, very little of it. Now, you might buy these panda coins with 100 mil gold, and they can probably spray paint at least 1,000 of these things with 1 ounce. You know, there's no real heavy content of gold or the things that they are selling from China. China is buying gold, and they are also the top producer. It's estimated by some that they may have as much as 7,000 metric tons. Meanwhile, the 8,130 tons or whatever it is that the United States hasn't been audited in a long time. Germany tried to get their gold back from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. They were told they would have to wait 7 years. It seems as if there is a giant shift of precious metal, particularly gold, going to China. And this is what Karen Hoods was talking about. And this is basically between the BRIC nations, and Russia also has a very large amount and they're gaining. India has bought gold recently. We may be looking at a very large shift of solid currency into the banks, the foreign banks, particularly the Far East, some of it coming from our own banks. Anyhow, get back with that after the break, I guess.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for. It's the last half hour this week of the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. We'll take any last-minute phone calls. Last call, as they say at the bar. Last call. Next week, I have some guests coming up.
How you doing?
Dr. Andrew Wakefield is expected to be coming on Wednesday to talk about vaccines. Of course, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. So that should be good. Stuart Rhodes coming up.
You kind of are we scheduled for that yet, or are we still working on it?
We're still working on it. I'm okay. Going to assume that he's going to be good to go.
Yeah, hope so.
If not, we'll fit him in another time.
Yeah.
My producer booked somebody else for us. Who is it? Let's pull up the calendar. You ready, Steve? The old-fashioned Bob Tuscan calendar. All right, so next week on the 22nd, we have, Sally Fallon coming on.
Oh, good.
Sally Fallon is the president of the Weston Price Foundation, which should be pretty cool. And then Leanne Woodland's coming on Thursday. Leanne Woodland, who is that? Leanne Woodland wrote a book, Step-by-Step Guide to Nutritional Healing.
Very good.
So we'll do another health show. So we got three health shows in a row. And I got to get in touch with Ed Corcoran. Is it Corcoran? Am I pronouncing it right, Mr. Producer? Yeah? All right. Ed Corcoran. Yeah, he added me. I noticed. Thank you for that. Survival and Beyond. Mm. So we'll talk with Ed Corcoran hopefully next week or the week after, whatever. So there you go. Got a gangbuster lineup next week.
Yeah, we do. Good.
Steve Starr's going to be running shotgun with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and by the way, you know, you did a great job with the Noam Chomsky interview. And are you going to have the Federal Reserve question up, too? You had the 9/11 question, which he dodged.
They're both up. They're both up.
Ah, good. Okay, good. Very good. Go to bobtuscan.com and go to the video section, right? And you can find them both.
Yeah, you can either click on my YouTube channel, which is linked up there, or you can go to the right-hand side of the page, and you'll see the videos listed.
Very good, very good. Yeah, we've had a lot of good guests on here, and your archives are also excellent, by the way. Some excellent people you've had on here. We had Andrew Meyer. Remember, Don't Tase Me, Bro. Don't Tase Me, Bro. Yeah, that was a good interview. I wish I got on. A friend of mine listened to that, and he said he kept waiting for me to ask a question, and I was listening. I didn't want to interrupt you in that interview, but that was a very good one. You know, excellent program there. So, you know,
it was interesting to catch up with him.
Yeah. You know, I was just wondering, of course, he had mentioned at the time that he had all kinds of media people who wanted to interview him, and I thought, of course, I got the impression possibly from listening to alternative talk radio that he was under pressure not to say anything, and where in fact I think he just wanted to dodge the limelight for a little while. It was really his choice, is what he said. That it would have been interesting to hear more from him anyway.
Yeah. So. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We'll still take your calls for the rest of the show. 800-313-9443. Who do we got? Joe? Joe, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, good to find out about you guys.
Nice to find out about you.
I didn't really know much about RBN. I'm a Clint Richardson fan. And
No. Stay away from that guy.
Checking out his new show, and I was very happy to hear you guys refer.
I hear his show is really a corporation. Is that true?
What do you mean, under the legal code definition, or...
I think it's under the... I think it's really a corpse.
Oh.
Well, I heard you guys talk about natural law at the beginning of the show. So
yeah, important topic.
It's... I don't know if that's... if that was already on your radar, or if Clint's already, you know, making waves or what. But so I was glad to hear that. But I wanted you guys, I'm glad to find out about you guys because you're covering a lot of ground here and I want to keep it real. We could talk about a lot of different stuff, but we're talking about gold. So let me just spin some kind of, food for thought stuff where you just kind of free think. Now are you guys familiar with, like, of course, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but Yamashitsu's gold or whatever at the end of, the Japanese,
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
Oh, Yamashitsu's. They got great sushi and
So the possible plunder of Asia, which may, you know, again, if you look at the various sorts of things, maybe we, that is to say, at the end of World War II, got into that in the Philippines and all this kind of stuff. And, of course, the Nazis plundering gold throughout Europe and so forth. So I guess is keep it on the topic of the gold. What if there, just speculating, is a magnitude of 2, 3, 4 times what they say is out there? And also, conversely, what if, just like we're kind of seeing in the indicators, there really isn't any gold? In either case, it would really affect what the way we would, you know, put the value on this thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot to that, of course. And, you know, another question, though, is what often is avoided or not actually seen in the picture is the equation with silver, because silver has, well, gold has over 4,000 industrial uses, but silver is vital in industry. We use it, I mean, far more than gold. A lot of the gold that we have in the world today is stored up in vaults in either monetary use or jewelry. But silver is something we can't get around. And, you know, if you notice, Joe, that already guys are sawing copper pipe all over the place. And if silver prices go through the roof and the silver demand gets up there, and at the present they are not able to mine silver very well at all for around $22 an ounce. So silver mines are not working very quickly, and this is not energizing people to go back through landfills and start recycling either. So we're looking at a possible silver crash that could be huge. And if this comes, I mean, we're going to be sitting here in the dark because they're going to be chopping down, you know, high tension lines. Can you imagine how much silver and conductivity is used in those wires up there? If they're already stealing copper pipe, what's going to happen if silver goes up to 100, 120, 130? I can actually see a silver confiscation coming in this country possibly before a gold confiscation like Eisenhower, or not Eisenhower, but FDR did back in 33. So comments on that or thoughts or...
Well, for one thing, if you bring up silver, I mean, isn't that what we make solder out of for IC chip boards and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got probably close to 10,000 uses. I think it's second only to petroleum in the natural resource item that we use just rampantly. And they haven't kept up with the industrial demand on silver for over 10 years. If silver were really selling at the value to produce, it would probably be at least above $50, $60, $70 an ounce. And right now, we know J.P. Morgan shorted the silver market. They got burned. They're trying to hold the price of silver down very, very low. And I don't know how long this is going to last. But go ahead. Any other comments there?
Well, I mean, all of that makes me realize that silver is both a precious metal and sort of a production commodity at the same time.
Yeah.
As opposed to gold, which you're sort of saying is this other rarefied, weird thing on its own, which still unfortunately yields and wields incredible political power, as is apparently being shown by everyone who wants to get their gold out of the Federal Reserve and everything. But speaking of that, because there's so many things we could talk about, and I know you guys are running out of time, have you heard this thing, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it, where the actual sort of end time for the 100-year contract of the Federal Reserve is December 24th this year.
Wow.
And I heard some other people say that it was just a week ago or something. Now, my memory is a bit foggy, but I remember the fact that, you know, they had to pass this thing when people were gone for the holiday break back
in the old Jekyll Island.
So that would make, well, but in terms of actually enacting it, I heard that they had to go into what would it have been, Congress, Senate, whatever, and do this thing when most of the actual voting party was gone for a holiday break. So that would tend to support the December 24th. And then what I also heard, and again, I haven't gotten to the bottom of all this stuff, I'm just trying to throw it out there for you guys to comment on, is that if in fact it's December 24th,
well, you know, we'll have to keep our eyes on that. Interesting.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Woohoo!
Yeah, weekend is here.
Bad, brother.
Yeah, man, you've had a great week and a busy week, but yeah. Very good, very good.
Far too busy, eh? We'll take any final phone calls at 800-313-9443. And we'll go to Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Well, bless you. Great broadcast as usual. Just trying to keep up here. Your broadcast, I only caught part of it. I was wanting to comment and say an attaboy to the young gentleman that was looking at the other side of the Safari Street. I believe he'd find more of that information over there at Emory. I know some would discount him, but necessarily we have to consider all aspects, considering this is the first time the civilian has had to be involved in this intel and analysis. were you aware, or are you going to be able to finalize that discussion in regard to the WatchersFiles.com in regard to the Noahide laws? And I had a follow-up for your great sidekick there.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff. You know, what is the connection between aliens and the Noahide laws? If you, is that where we're going with that, Bill?
Well, I know, you know, it's so convoluted, it's difficult to segment one aspect from the other, considering the, fraudulent nature of the congressional Noahide that the Bushes imposed in 91, 92. But obviously we have an alien element within the congressional component of supposedly our government that has infiltrated and would presume to tell the American people, if not the 501c3 corporate, that they have fiat biblical authority to chop off their heads. I'd highly, highly, highly recommend that people study the issue closely, considering the aspect and the parting phrase of the gentleman who wrote the 13th Tribe, which I assume somehow or another has everything to do with the infestation within the congressional record of 91-92, law 104-2, and their presumed authority to impose this tyranny on the people by virtue of what they do not know and what they have not studied, giving obvious credence to our Lord's admonition, Yeshua Messiah.
Bill, your connection's kind of rough tonight, brother. Let's conclude this conversation on another day, okay? Will you call back?
You tell me when.
I will.
You will take the time to review it and do a separate program on it, though, right?
We ought to. So will you send me an email?
I'll make sure somebody gets a mail to you. I don't have the capability, but I'd also ask that you take the opportunity to listen to Ribeiro. Okay. He's going to be on the air coast to coast either tonight or tomorrow night. I don't know.
No, it's Tuesday of next week, yeah.
Okay. Bless you, and thanks so very much for your podcast. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bill. If he doesn't have access to email us, I guess I can assume he's listening on K-Band or something. KU-Band?
It could be. He's got some stuff there.
He listens on the phone? Is that what you're saying, Mike? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I want to kind of follow up on some of this stuff. I can't
619-550-0601. Hold on. There's a number you can call into and listen in on, all right? Not the one I just gave. And by the way, I apologize ahead of time when you call that number I just gave out and you get some strange sex line. That's my producer's fault. 619-550-0901. Did I get it right? All right.
Yeah,
Steve, final thoughts, man. I'll give you the floor, brother.
Well, we were talking about strange connections tonight, and you started out talking about UFOs. Okay, you'd seen something. This was a new experience for you.
I mean, I'm not your typical UFO guy, but this was strange, guys. I got to tell you, and I'm not telling you it was an alien. I don't know what it was, but I saw it in the sky, and I have no reason to make this up. I've never talked about this kind of thing before. It's not my thing, so to speak. And it was definitely bizarre.
Mm. Very interesting. Then, of course, now we talk about the connections between gold and silver. There are people who believe that gold is something that the aliens are harvesting from the planet Earth. I mean, that's a long ways away. And, you know, of course, this goes back to the days of Enki and the old, you know, the Syrian, Akkadian era, Armenians, you know, those Sumerian myths and things like that. Some of it's very... backed by real archaeology and stuff. But, you know, I won't go there too much. I'm just saying that you're talking about all these things working together. And then, of course, now we talk about the no-hide laws and the things that are happening. I know Bill has got some references to legal documents and reports that we need to research those. I'm not going to blow that off because I want to see those for myself. And, you know, our listeners, they come up with some stuff sometimes. And apologies, friends, if we don't always, you know, agree completely, but at least we try to listen, you know, and I think that's more than a lot of radio talk show hosts do. But, you know, Bob, it's been a long week, and there's been a lot going on, and, you know, this is just where we're kind of summing it up with. Oh, okay. I put Bob to sleep. But a special thanks to all of our friends at RBN, all of our affiliates. Thanks to Mike.
Oh, great. Here we go. Here's Steve's kissing butt segment.
Well, you know, it won't go on too long. But do visit BobTuscan.com.
Oh, yeah, and donate all your money to me, please.
Just give Bob a dollar, you know, just to say hello.
All 100 pennies.
100 pennies, man. 100 pennies. No, it's kind of nice when people do help, but we appreciate it.
Buy Steve's film. If you've never seen it and you want the truth about AIDS, visit AIDSfraudvideo.com. Hi, I'm Bob Tuscan. And if you want to know what's really going on with the largest false flag virus in our lifetimes, check out AIDSfraudvideo.com. Steve Starrs is a filmmaker and producer that made this groundbreaking production in the late 1990s. And since then, the world has been shaken and the truth has been revealed about the HIV fraud. Is HIV the cause of AIDS? We'll tell you 10 reasons why it's not on AIDSfraudvideo.com.
Wow,
visit
that was
AIDSfraudvideo.com today and tell them Bob Tuscan sent you.
Yeah, I'll remember that. Hey, appreciate it. You know, it's one of those I'll scratch your backs. But, no, I do appreciate it, everybody. We're going to get that film up for free. It's still out there on the Internet, but they have taken it down twice off my site. I'm trying to give the thing away, and somebody keeps pulling the embedded video off there. It's the Pakistani intelligence again that are after this.
Oh, yeah, those Pakis.
Yeah, right. I think Mossad hired them out.
It's the other way around. Pakistani intelligence agency hires the Mossad.
Ah, well, they only get the best.
I want to thank our producer, Mossad Mike.
Yeah, Mossad Mike. We appreciate having him along.
That's Friday nights for us. Mossad Mike, keeping all of our conversation in check. Mossad Mike, did we bring up the Mossad tonight?
We did. No, we didn't do it. We just didn't do our Mossad minute tonight.
I had one.
Did you really? Okay.
I guess I never got to it.
We'll have our Mossad 2 minutes next week, I guess, huh? Yeah. Great shows coming up next week.
2 minutes. I like that. Yeah, Dr. Andrew Wakefield and others. And you can always email me until then, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com is the email, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. Check out the website. I got those Noam Chomsky videos up, so if you are waiting on the edge of your seat to see it, to believe it, go to the website, bobtuscan.com. All right, Steve-O, thanks, man.
Okay, buddy.
Folks, love you. Until next week, have a good one.
Them crazy, we gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.